I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Today we hear more great stories from the legendary pianist Monty Alexander. He was asked by Frank Sinatra to come to New York City many decades ago. Monty spoke on the WBGO Studios podcast Sports Jam about speaking with Old Blue Eyes and other greats who were all boxing fans.
I was in Palm Springs once at the home of Leo DeRocher. Leo DeRocher. And who was there? It was a special party, and none other than Sinatra. He was there with his friend Leo, and there were a few other people from the entertainment world. And Sinatra was at the bar, was nursing a drink, just kind of by himself while all the other people are milling around. Just actually standing there, and I walked up to him and I said, "So, you've been watching boxing, or you've been keeping up with boxing?" He said, "Oh yeah, oh yeah." Because he was a fight fan. And in fact, he was a fight manager. He managed a couple of fighters in the 40s. He did. He was that much into it. You know, he came from the neighborhood in Hoboken, and boxing was a part of life. You had the Italian fighters, you had the Irish fighters, you had the black fighters, and they were all vying and who's who and that. But Sinatra was into that, and he loved Joe Louis. He was the Joe Louis creed. So a lot of those people, even him, when Ali came along, they resented him because Ali was talking, you know? Joe didn't say nothing. He said, "How do you feel about the fight, Joe? And Joe said, I just knock him out. You know, Joe had nothing to say because he'd go in there and throw those punches, you know.
Truly different personalities, right? Between Joe Louis and Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my goodness. In fact, when he first came along, even Joe, who was still with us, you know, and in fact, Sinatra got him the job as a host at Caesar's Palace in Vegas because he saw him having a hard time. The government was after him for income tax bills he owed, you know. And Joe was still unconvinced, you know. Like, who is this loudmouth kid, you know? Mm. And totally different. It was a dignified Joe. Was Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber, they called him. He just didn't say much. He just did what he did. I remember Oscar Peterson, one of our heroes, right? Oscar called me on the phone. He said, "Did you see the fight last week?" He said, "What happened?" And I'd give Oscar Peterson a blow-by-blow about whatever the fight was, because he was into it and he couldn't see the fight. And he said, "You know, maybe Monty saw the fight." So one of the things I shared with Miles, I went to the fights with Miles on a couple of occasions, went down to the garden to see, and I remember Jimmy Ellis, it was a close circuit, Jimmy Ellis and Muhammad Ali, and they were school friends, these chums from Louisville days. Of course, Ali knocked him out, and I came in the cab with Miles. So as soon as we got there, Miles disappeared. He saw some lady across the place, you know. Those were the days when some of the guys would wear fur coats, you know, look like Superfly.
The great Monty Alexander on my podcast, Sports Jam. You can check out that episode by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam or wbgo.org/studios. You can also listen to Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts or wherever you hear podcasts. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.